This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Oh, this is too hilarious. CBS San Francisco is reporting that the local progressives in San Francisco who are trying to achieve recycling are too stupid to remove the plastic from the cardboard boxes that are shipped by Amazon.com. They're talking about an Amazon environmental nightmare recycling apocalypse because people are throwing the entire Amazon box into recycling, even when it contains the air inflated plastic pieces or other non-recyclable items. So apparently all these progressives living in San Francisco who I guess see themselves as green living people and see themselves as progressives can't figure out the difference between cardboard and plastic. And what's happening is that the recycling is becoming very, very expensive, and China is about to ban this recycled cardboard from the United States because it contains too many non-recyclable items such as plastic. And again, that gets back to the people of San Francisco who just incredibly are too stupid to separate plastic from cardboard. I don't get it. So in other words, in San Francisco, recycling is just another word for garbage. You just take the boxes from Amazon, you take out your product, and then you just chuck the whole thing in the recycling bin. Apparently, that's what people are doing. And as a result, the whole recycling system is getting completely messed up. And I gotta wonder, is it really recycling? I mean, is it really that green when so much stuff that people buy comes from dirty mining operations in the first place? Look at the electronics that people in San Francisco tend to like to purchase because they like to be, tech savvy people. Look at all the electronics they're purchasing. iPhones, right? Android devices, web devices, mobile computing, all these things, solar panels. These all use what are called rare earth elements. These are very hard to come by elements such as gallium or iridium or others like that. They're hard to get. They come from dirty, dirty mines in places like China and sometimes Africa, and they are acquired through some very devastating practices that violate human rights and that violate environmental, stewardship or ecology. So all these people walking around with their green iPhones and they think Apple is a green company, and they don't know about the slave labor factories in China that manufacture the Apple products or the slave labor mines in China that mine out the rare earth metals and elements that go into the iPhones. There's complete oblivion about where this stuff comes from, but don't worry, the average San Franciscan tells herself, oh, it's fine. I put the Amazon box in the recycling bin. I'm good. I mean, that's what they tell themselves while they're busy buying products that are destroying the environment because of their sourcing. And that's why recycling, as it is practiced today, is largely an environmental joke. It's a distraction. You want to know what the big issues are for the environment? A genetic pollution through GMOs, radiological pollution through Fukushima and other nuclear facilities that are failing or having accidents. And, of course, heavy metals pollution that's in practically everything that comes out of China. Spices, herbs, foods, supplements, rice, everything. It's all contaminated with heavy metals. You don't hear environmentalists talking about any of this stuff. They're just focused on, oh, all you people who got Amazon boxes, don't forget to take the plastic out. That's it. They're just recycling cardboard. Meanwhile, you're getting poisoned with heavy metals and radiation and, other toxins that are a much larger issue, or RNA fragments that cause RNA interference, by the way, in biological systems. So this whole thing, it's just incredible to me how ignorant some environmentalists can be. They have such tunnel vision. They focus on one little thing and they miss the big picture. It's so common across environmentalism that even the term to be an environmentalist these days, I don't call myself that because it kind of sounds insulting and a little bit stupid, actually, to be an environmentalist. I'm a conservationist. I like to conserve the planet, conserve ecology, conserve natural resources. I'm not an environmentalist. Environmentalist is kind of someone who's brainwashed, has tunnel vision, is ignorant, and scientifically illiterate. Whereas a conservationist is someone who understands, you know, marine ecosystems, runoff of pesticides and herbicides, genetic pollution from GMOs and things like that. That's a conservationist. So these days I call myself a conservationist, and the term environmentalist in my mind is more and more laughable. And anyway, this news about recycling in San Francisco just takes the cake. It's just another example of the lunacy of people who think they're living a green lifestyle, and yet they're still throwing, you know, plastic in the cardboard recycling bin. Wow. There's just no hope for some people, is there? You can read more at environ.news. That's ENVIRON.news. We also have ecology.news. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.